what I've done since last September, since a lot of these councils and things, trying to figure them out, who you write to, what you do, tend to be obscure in the layers of fishery management around here, which, by the way, with the bluefish and the stripers and everything, sounds like we're managing New Jersey pretty well on our own. And I've started submitting letters to make sure that everything shows up on the public record and people tend to hear them. Also, it's a good idea to deliver them in person at the meetings. I'll be in Alexandria on May 10th and May 11th to do the same. The councils do not like you getting up and speaking. They try to limit the time. They're not friendly. This time, I plan to actually videotape the other states, each representative, as they vote New Jersey down, because there's where we have the problem. I've picked up many wonderful words during this whole controversy. Pillage, draconian. I mean, those are pirate words, and that's what the other states in our Mid-Atlantic and Atlantic State councils are trying to do to the flounder stocks in New Jersey, because we have all the fish and New Jersey rocks. We all know that. They're very jealous. They would like to pillage, in Frank Lobiondo's words, our flounder stocks at more favorable regulation sizes. So that's exactly what's going on, folks, and this is my response to it. Now, I wrote the same basic content, but did a different cover letter to President Donald Trump, to Commissioner Bob Martin. He needs encouragement because he is the champion of our state. He's our chief of conservation, and he's out there bucking these regulations. Conservationists, when they hear the word overfishing, typically go the opposite direction. They jump on that bandwagon and say you're overfishing. Bob Martin understands the issues. He understands that these regulations will annihilate the fishery, and he is a conservationist. So to him, and also to Wilbur Ross, our Secretary of Commerce, who, by the way, is from Weehawken, New Jersey, and should be our champion. So here's just a sample. This is my letter to President Trump. And I said, Dear President Trump, the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission are now running my small seasonal fishing business. They are running it in a manner that neither you nor I would do as business owners at a loss. I implore you to read my story and act immediately to save this business. It represents far more than my family's living. Please join with your Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to overturn the NOAA regulations set to be put in place on May 11th, 2017 by a joint vote of these two bodies. I will be present at this meeting in Alexandria and would urge you to appear personally to overturn these draconian regulations. I am forever grateful that you are willing to fight to make America great again. Sincerely yours. Now, what I would most like, Mike, is that President Trump show up and say, you are fired to both councils and get rid of them because we don't need them. They are, except for the New Jersey representatives, they are expensive placeholders in a fishing management process that does not work anymore. So here's my letter. It says, I am Robin Scott, owner-operator of Ray Scott Stock in Margate, New Jersey, the oldest continually same family-owned bait tackle and boat rental business along the New Jersey Atlantic coast. This small full-service marina is on the Intercoastal Waterway, a mile and a half from the Great Egg Inlet, 30 miles north of Cape May, New Jersey, and the Delaware Bay. 23 years ago, anglers rented boats in early April to catch fresh fish for dinner after a long winter. There was a minimum size limit on summer flounder of 13 inches, but no seasons. In years since, size limits have steadily increased and seasons put in place. Seasons were unnecessary in recreational fishing since they cut off the time before children get out of school for the summer and the time after they go back to school in the fall. These prime times for anglers to enjoy quiet proprietorship of the bay were legendary and a major draw to the Jersey Shore. Seasons also compressed New Jersey's fishing businesses to an average of 16 weekends to earn a living and host our guests safely on now crowded waters. That is, if the weather cooperated and the fish were abundant. Fast forward to proposed regulations for the 2017 summer flounder season. Three fish at 19 inches per angler per day, a season start around Memorial Day, and an end right after Labor Day. Stock trends in the years since 1994 are significant. Fishery managers increase size limits yearly based on the theory that by raising the size of a keeper flounder, the catch would be reduced. As long as the sizes remained less than 17 inches, stocks grew, and this appeared to work. At 17.5 inches, growth flatlined. Now, rather than recognizing the significance of this change, it was explained away by very inaccurate science. The next 2 years, stocks took a downturn as the minimum size of a keeper flounder in New Jersey was raised to 18 inches. The easy answer from the fishery managers, overfishing. It's a term that will get the attention of anyone who doesn't know better and incite conservationists who should be supporting our recommendations as they provide for a sustainable growing fishery, unlike the regulations from NOAA. And now an increase to 19 inches is poised to annihilate the summer flounder fishery in New Jersey. True science, based on flounder sex, explains why. Studies conducted by Dr. Patrick Sullivan of Cornell University show that nearly all summer flounder over 18 inches are female. Charter boat captains have been reporting this for years from their cleaning tables. Dr. Sullivan also reports that males die off by the time they reach 17 inches. No mystery here. We have been forced by regulations to only catch spawning stock in their prime. Annihilation comes as we toss back into the water all those fish under 18 inches in order to reach the prize. Estimates vary, but the mortality rate of those caught and returned fish is huge. One customer who has been fishing the Margate Bay since we opened our doors in 1958 reported throwing back 77 short fish to retain one keeper last summer. With a panic-evoking term, overfishing, used as front-page news, it has been difficult to get the truth out on an otherwise common-sense, no-brainer issue. New Jersey holds the motherlode of flounder. Flounder in New Jersey is not just fishing, it is a lifestyle. Flounder are not large game fish like tuna and marlin. They are dinner. They provide a way for families to share the discovery that dinner does not arrive from ShopRite on a styrofoam tray. Flounder fishing provides families a means to access state and federal waters. The flounder fishery has provided young people a reason to stay in the state and build careers based on the water and fishing, my own family being a prime example. My son, Ray Scott Bonner, is an operating engineer in local number 825, running the cranes that are building the Army Corps Project Seawall in Atlantic City. He learned to operate cranes at our marina. He just built a house across the street from the marina. My daughter, Rachel Scott, attended the University of Pennsylvania. Her acceptance into that prestigious Ivy League school moved forward by her training for a 100-ton merchant marine captain's license. In short, we in New Jersey can do a stellar job in growing our fishery if given favorable regulations. We share the Delaware Bay and must match Delaware's 2016 regulations if we are serious about preserving the most important fishery in America. Open season, 4 fish per angler per day at 16 inches. Limit quickly, enjoy a fresh flounder dinner, reduce the discards, and leave the prime breeders alone. Most important fishery? Yes, it is not New England and not Alaska. New Jersey is accessible to all. Planes, trains, cars, boats, and buses can all bring families easily to New Jersey to experience a lifestyle we consider a stewardship and are eager to preserve and share.